along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Capel's Mill, one of the places on the Canals Trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
Capel's Mill is between Wallbridge Upper Lock and Dudbridge. Milling on the site dates back to the early 1500s, and during the 1700s, the Capel family owned a mill here. This mill was demolished in 1964. In the 1980s, a section of the canal was filled in to create Dr. Newton's Way. Ian McIntosh, a local resident and historian, describes the area before the road was built.
From the moment of crossing the London Road, you were in safety. The children could run ahead. They could run down to the canal. There wasn't free water, it was all choked with weed and everything like this, so nobody was going to drown in it in any way. But then the path went over this little bridge and then went down towards the viaduct, and on the left-hand side was this great heap of earth, which we discovered was the old mill pond of Capel's Mill, of course, filled with rubbish. And then you came to the little bridge, which happily is still there, and the ruins of the mill sticking out into the river. And it was a sublime area. I'm very much a romantic about the past. This is still a place of enormous appeal.
The big railway viaduct was built in 1840 to replace the bridge that once stood here, as Ian goes on to explain.
The original bridge was a wooden bridge, one of nine down the valley. Brunel didn't have enough capital to build brick viaducts, so he worked out how to build wooden ones. He wasn't sure how long they would survive, so he built these viaducts so that any individual spar could be replaced without closing the line.
At the start of 2012, work to clear this area was started so that the canal could be rebuilt. Chris Belodis used to regularly walk this way.
There was a little trail that actually you could follow along the river, and you could see herons and you name it. And again, the railway track was right there. You could eventually join up. If you carried along the sort of newer path, you could come out towards Waitrose, or you could come out a bit further along the actual start of where the canal stopped, which was under Dr. Newton's Way bypass.
The reconnection of the canal in this area has been a big challenge for the engineers. Mark Stewart explains why.
It's one of the few sections where the channel, the original channel line, has been completely lost. The original canal was under Dr. Newton's Way, which I think was built in the 70s or 80s, and the site that used to have a mill pond was used as a landfill. So basically we've got to find a new route for the canal underneath the rail viaduct and through a landfill site to connect to Arundel Aqueduct at the other side. So it's a stretch of about 200 metres. It's a very interesting site in that we've got the river Frome to one side, and clearly the Environment Agency are very concerned that any intervention in that site may potentially increase contamination into the Frome. So we've spent a great deal of time on the design and in discussion with them to come up with a solution that will actually reduce the contamination into the Frome, whilst also giving us what we need in terms of a brand new canal channel through the site.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.